Eye on the Arctic, Views from the North, I'm Elise Quinn. Well, a report on violence against Indigenous women and girls was delivered to the Canadian government today in Ottawa. The report is the product of a multi-year inquiry that traveled across the country to examine the causes of violence against Indigenous women and girls. Now, the final report outlines 231 what they call calls to justices, so recommendations, including a section focusing on Inuit-specific recommendations. And joining us now to give us her reaction is Rebecca Kudlow. She's the president of Canada's National Inuit Organization, Paktutit, and we reached her today in Ottawa, where she was attending the closing ceremony. Rebecca Kudlow, hello.
Hello.
Give us your general reaction to the report today.
Yes, there were recommendations that can really help Inuit in the North. One that stood out was the need for ongoing Inuit-specific healing programs and shelters for Inuit, because we lack shelters in the North for women who want to escape violence.
And we should remind our listeners that the majority, the vast majority of Inuit communities in Canada are fly-in communities only. They're not connected to the national transportation network by road. And so this is a real issue. For women that are experiencing domestic violence, there's really nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go because of the shortage of housing up north and no shelters in most communities. It puts a lot of stress and, hardship on the women that want to escape violence.
And today everyone from the commissioners to the prime minister talked about the need for this report not just to be put on the shelf, as we've sometimes seen with other reports on Aboriginal peoples or Indigenous peoples in Canada, but that real actions needed to be taken. You know, from your point of view, if we look at the Inuit-specific recommendations, where do you think people should start? Which recommendations do you think are the most pressing?
The shelters, for one, like I said, but we still have to analyze this and review this report with our Inuit, with our partners in standing. We need to review this report and really look at how it will affect Inuit. This is something that we'll still have to do. It just came out today, and we haven't really had time to really look through it yet. But this is not the end of the inquiry. Inuit women and girls will continue to experience violence and no place to escape if we, if this report is left on the shelf, which the Prime Minister said that it won't be. So we're happy to hear that. The North is a place where there's very few resources. And for our families that testified, the few in the North, they had to travel long distances and then having to go back to their communities where there's no resources to for healing and, to deal with their suffering and healing that needed to be done. It was quite difficult for our family members. Also, we were asking the inquiry in the beginning to come to all three regions of Inuit Nunavut, which didn't happen. I remember a young lady I was sitting with at a meeting one day saying, my mother was murdered. And it took me a long time to deal with it. I was ready to talk about it, and they didn't come. So with Inuit Nunavut having the highest rates of violence in the country, we were really pushing for them to come to each region at least to so the families can testify.
Do you have any concerns about follow-through on these recommendations?
Yeah, sometimes we're lumped in with the First Nations, and that's something that Paktutit has been really fighting for, is that we need equal services, like when they put out policy that says that they will fund shelters on reserve. We don't get that because we don't have reserves up north. So those are things that we've been really pushing for. And we're also asking for an ombudsman person to be appointed so that person can monitor and this report and report to us so we know that things are being done. That's something that is also in the report.
Well, Rebecca Kudlow, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Okay.